I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In news from this past weekend, a woman from DeWitt in eastern Iowa was injured during a two-vehicle accident Sunday afternoon on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 20-year-old Melanie Burke was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment of minor injuries. Officials say Burke, who was wearing her seatbelt, was a passenger in a 2006 Chevy driven by 56-year-old Robert Hinner of Merrill, Wisconsin. Hinner's Impala and a 2006 Chevy Malibu driven by 20-year-old Bria Cook of Davenport were both traveling east on I-80 near the 59-mile marker just after 12:30 p.m. when Cook hit the brakes to avoid a non-contact vehicle. When Hinner wasn't able to slow down in time, his Impala rear-ended the Malibu. Both drivers pulled their vehicles over to the inside shoulder of the eastbound lanes of travel. Atlantic Fire and Rescue assisted the State Patrol and medevac at the scene. A central Iowa woman was killed and two Adair County residents were injured during a head-on crash early Sunday morning in Dallas County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2007 Chevy Aveo driven by 24-year-old Megan Wakeham of West Des Moines was traveling east in the westbound lanes of Interstate 80 about a mile east of Earlham at around midnight when it collided head-on with a 1994 Pontiac Firebird driven by 20-year-old Jesse Leeper of Adair. A 2010 GMC Terrain SUV driven by 49-year-old Lori Wallace of Greenfield then collided with Leeper's car. Wakeham died from her injuries. Wallace and Leeper were transported to hospitals in Des Moines. The Audubon Police Department reported Sunday the arrest on Saturday of a 29-year-old man on child abuse and other charges. Officials say Joseph Michael Hartle of Audubon was charged with three counts of child endangerment, disorderly conduct, and reckless driving. Hartle was transported and held at the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. The Audubon PD reports also that 39-year-old Carrie June Schwab of Audubon had been arrested May the 18th for disturbing the peace. Schwab was cited and released on a promise to appear. Two young people were cited early Sunday morning for public intoxication, and they were given a warning for being in violation of curfew. According to Red Oak Police, 16-year-old Jacob Ryan Ballard of Clarinda and 17-year-old Todd Michael Wrench of Red Oak were cited just after 2 a.m. Sunday near the intersection of Coolbaugh Street and Highland Avenue. Both teens were released to the custody of a parent or guardian. And sheriff's officials in Adams County said Saturday that two people had been arrested Friday, while a third was arrested on Thursday. 43-year-old Jimmy Tucker of Missouri was arrested at around 9:10 a.m. Friday after the Adams County Dispatch Center received a call about a suspicious man walking down the highway, waving his arms at persons driving by. Deputies made contact with Tucker, who revealed to him that he was wanted for leaving his work release program in Missouri. Tucker was arrested on a parole violation and for absconding from a work release program. Officials say 36-year-old A.J. Miller of Lorimer, Iowa, was arrested at around 5 p.m. Friday in Adams County on a warrant associated with an incident which allegedly occurred on October the 5th. He was charged with theft in the second degree. And on Thursday, Adams County deputies arrested 24-year-old Eric Shin of Prescott for harassment in the first degree. Shin was taken into custody at around 6:40 p.m. on a warrant stemming from a previous investigation, and he was held in the Adams County Jail on $2,000 bond. And the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports this morning numerous arrests occurred over the past week. Among them, on Friday, 37-year-old Lisa Marie Ferguson of Hamburg was arrested for failure to appear in court. Last Tuesday, June the 3rd, 49-year-old Rodney Dwayne Moore of Hamburg was arrested for possession of an offensive weapon, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. That same day, 20-year-old Thomas Bursch of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to maintain control. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.